It is a great privilege to be here with you all to offer this Holy Mass of Thanksgiving. I was here as a seminarian in 2016. It was my second summer as a seminarian. So I was still just a baby seminarian at the time. And I got to meet wonderful families here, and this became a parish of mine, a parish family of mine. And I'm here in town primarily to celebrate the wedding of a family member, a sister, if you will. And I was able to come in early and be able to be here for a few extra days and to offer this Holy Mass of Thanksgiving as well. So thank you for being here and for joining me in this. To give thanks to God for all the great things that the Lord has been doing in my life and for the great things that the Lord has been doing in your lives as well. So in these readings, we hear a really important theme. We heard both in the first reading and in the psalm this line, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." This is really the foundation of our religion. The Father saying to the Son, "You are my son." And from here, we have been baptized into this mystery. We have died and risen into the Son. So now when the Father says this to Jesus, "You are my son," the Father is also saying this to each of us. "You are my son. You are my daughter. You are my son. You are my daughter. This day I have begotten you." And we even heard him say, "Ask of me anything, and I'll give you a kingdom." This is what the Father wants to do for us and in us. He wants to build a kingdom in us. The question for us is, will we let him? Will we give him permission to build this kingdom in us? Will we give him permission to love us? If we give him permission, he can love us as we are, and he can develop this kingdom in us. But if we don't, or if we busy ourselves too much or distract ourselves too much, then we're saying to him, "Father, I think I have better plans. I have something else in mind." I'll share this acronym that I learned in seminary that has really changed my life and changed the way I read the scriptures and read the lives of the saints. It's an easy acronym, just three letters, R-I-M, RIM. Some of you may have heard it before. RIM. These letters stand for Relationship, Identity, Mission. Our inclination, due to the fall of Adam and Eve, is to get that reversed, is to start with mission, and from here, hope, expect that we will earn our identities of being God's sons and daughters, and thinking that from here we'll earn our relationship with the Father. And you can see, when I put it this way, you can see how pernicious that is. If we start with mission and we get the mission wrong, we fail in the mission, then very quickly we think that we're unworthy of having this relationship with the Father. I was supposed to do all of these great things for God, and I have failed. My programs have failed, my family has failed, my community has failed, what have you. I have failed in my mission. Maybe I don't really deserve to be a son or a daughter of God. Maybe the Father isn't looking at me with this perspective. "You are my son, you are my daughter." But on the other hand, if we succeed in the mission, when we start with the mission, we very quickly grow in pride. "Look how great I am. Look at how well I'm succeeding in my mission. Look at how well my program is going. My accomplishments are turning out." So now, without knowing it, even if I think I'm doing a mission for God, without knowing it, I'm starting to separate myself from the Lord. I don't really need this relationship with God. I'm doing just fine on my own. Either way, whether we succeed or lose, we're on the wrong track if we start with mission. What's the alternative? The alternative is to start with relationship. relationship with the Lord. To pursue this relationship, to spend our time, our energy, and our resources investing in this relationship. Just like we invest in our relationships with one another, with our friends, with our parents, with our children, with loved ones. A young couple getting ready to get married have been investing a lot of time in their relationship with each other. That has been their focus. We can do the same with the Father. Father, I want to know you. I want to spend time with you. I want to get to know who you are. Not because I want to know what you want me to do for you. No, no. I want to get to know who you are. Because I want to know you and I want to love you. If we start here, which is what the Father is doing for us, this is what the Lord came to do on the cross. He came to purchase for us our salvation, our relationship, our unity with Him. He didn't come to send us on a mission. Surely there is the Great Commission at the end of the Gospels, but that's not the foundation. If anyone has read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the first paragraph starts with something along these lines, I'm paraphrasing, but something like, God, in who is sheer goodness in Himself, in a plan of love for us, created us to send us on mission. No, it doesn't say that. It says, created us to share in His blessed life. This is why we exist, to share in God's blessed life. But because of the fall, we went astray, and we thought we had to earn it. So now Jesus has already died on the cross for us to save us from this self-reliance, from this pride. So now we're in relationship with Him, not because we deserve it, not because we've earned it, but because He has earned it for us on the cross. And the more we develop this relationship with Him, the more we invest in this relationship with Him, the more we receive our identities of being, in fact, His sons and daughters. We are already, whether we know it or not, but we hear these words ever more clearly being spoken to us directly. You are my son. You are my daughter. This day I have begotten you. This is the Father's plan for us. And now when we're here in this identity, securely grounded, we're now free to go on mission. Whatever the mission may be, whatever the mission that presents itself before us, whatever mission the Lord sends us on, we're free to embark upon it. And if we succeed in the mission, great, praise God. God, I give you all of these fruits. And if we fail in the mission, great, praise God. Just like Jesus apparently failed in His mission, we now can unite our failures to Him and allow Him to redeem them. And we're not distraught because our security is not in the success of the mission. Our security is in the Lord. And the Lord is building a kingdom in us. If you read any saint with this lens, you will find it in them. And I'll give you just one example, your great patroness, Mother Cabrini. A few quotes from her. Oh, how beautiful is the hymn of that fortunate spouse who can say, Jesus loves me and I love Him. He is the only object of my thought. I have printed Him on my hands and on the deepest recess of my heart. If you are in danger, If your hearts are confused, turn to Mary. She is our comfort, our help. Turn towards her, and you will be saved. And of course, from the lips of our Lord Himself. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.